This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump, there is an argument raging over yesterday's congressional testimony from the National Security Council's Ukraine expert, Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. He talked about Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and efforts to get political dirt on former Vice President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House, not all of the president's backers are happy with Republican attempts at smearing the witness's name.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was in full uniform with decorations including a combat infantry badge and a Purple Heart after being wounded in Iraq. He came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are trying to discredit him. Former GOP Congressman Sean Duffy appeared to question Vindman's loyalty on CNN by saying he has an affinity for Ukraine. Number 3 House Republican Liz Cheney says, enough.
We need to show that we are better than that as a nation.
And while the GOP may not agree with Vindman, criticizing his patriotism is shameful.
We're talking about decorated veterans who have served this nation, who have put their lives on the line.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
There are conflicting reports coming out of the Iraqi city of Karbala, where witnesses say gunmen opened fire on anti-government protesters overnight, killing 18 and wounding hundreds. Some witnesses say the gunmen were Iraqi security personnel, though that has not been confirmed in any way. One report puts the number of wounded at a staggering 865. Karbala's governor, along with senior officials in Baghdad, deny anyone was killed. The latest wave of violent protests across Iraq has killed at least 86 people since last Friday. Anti-government demonstrators ignored an overnight curfew Tuesday, demanding the government be replaced. From Washington, this is VOA News.